Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good morning on this Friday, my goodness, and I wish you all in advance a very happy and safe Memorial Day weekend coming up, and I'm going to enjoy it and just kind of tune out for those few days, and I hope you do as well. Start off with some good news. Turn on any one of the websites. Just turn it on and take a look at Harvey Weinstein. Ugh. He turned himself in yesterday for charges of rape and harassment and whatever else. He got out on $1 million bail. I mean, he is the personification of what is a disgusting animal. Oh, I use the word animal. Even though 95% of Americans don't object to the use of animal when it comes to M13, you get half the Democrats standing up and supporting members of M13. Want to talk about how crazy this country's gotten? As they used to say in the old cowboy movies, Plum Loco. Look it up. I want to commend Donald Trump this morning. Again, this is many times I said commend and not condemn, I hope. What did I say, Tim? Okay. I want to commend, I did say commend, Donald Trump and for standing up. I think Kim Jong-un got a surprise. Because every time North Korea has raised its voice, threatened us, and said, do you want to talk peace? They have gone back on it and further perpetuated their nuclear arsenal. Not going to happen this time. I think what Kim Jong-un expected was that Trump would give in, make some concessions, and they meet in Singapore June 12th as planned. But Trump turned the tables on Kim Jong-un faster than Kim Jong-un can act and canceled it immediately. I have to just say congratulations. An American president with guts. And North Korea's turned around. And he said he did it because of all this hateful rhetoric and threats. Now, North Korea says it's still willing to meet with Trump. And, of course, who's left in the middle? And this is an unpleasant outcome is that South Korean President Moon is very perplexed by Trump's decision to cancel the summit. And why didn't Trump tell his allies he was backing out of the summit? and that he's ready for U.S. military action against North Korea. And I say, with all due respect to our allies, we have to act in our best interest. And Trump just shot back like a bolt of lightning. Trump called Kim Jong-un's bluff. And now Kim Jong-un has come back and said, you know, he would like, he'd still like to have a summit, and he'd like to continue these discussions until they do. So I think people had better beware of what they're going to get when they deal with Trump. Trump can't work the impossible. I love everybody's argument against the negotiation ability of people. When you are unable to negotiate for anything, and you know you can't, you know what to do? Politely dismiss yourself from the meeting and say, when you're ready to talk, we'll talk. And Trump did that. No verbal garbage, no irate temperament. I thought he did just a terrific job doing it. And he said he was abruptly calling off next month's summit, calling it inappropriate. And this is his quote: in the face of the North Koreans' tremendous anger and open hostility. Well, it's understandable. Kim Jong-un, his father and his grandfather, all got away with this kind of behavior. So isn't it natural to expect that he would? Who can get inside the heads of these people except to say, I'm not sure they understand the terms of a negotiation. Negotiations in this particular case means dismantling, disarming, and we'll sit at the table and we'll give you one hell of a deal in exchange. Food, support, building your military, making you a hero in your own country, and your own ability to continue to run it. What I think is that Kim's distrust of everyone doesn't allow him to take that extra step. And this is where I think one of my favorite people, John Bolton, made a big mistake, talking about the same strategy to have North Korea disarm that was used with Libya. And then you'll watch Muammar Gaddafi a few years later get chopped up like mincemeat. I can actually understand that. But there are going to be a lot of verbal mistakes on both ends. And I mean, he had one on Kim Jong-un's. It was, I think, earlier last week that North Korea convinced Trump that, I'm sorry, not convinced Trump. He was convinced that Trump was preoccupied with winning a Nobel Peace Prize. So he just kept feeding him and feeding him so that he'd get into this meeting, cancel it out. Kim would be looked at as the hero, and Trump would be left in the dark. Good move, Trump. Cancel beforehand. Listen, who wouldn't like the Nobel Peace Prize? It goes out to so many deserving people like Barack Obama. Oh, heavens. But I think Trump would have been deserving, and he still might be, because this isn't over, and North Korea wants to continue. But Trump's cancellation turned the tables. They turned the tables. He thanked Kim for his time, his patience, and effort. And then he invited him to call him or write him if he changes his mind. Sheer brilliant negotiation tactic. Donald Trump pulled, I think, off a real coup. Although you're hearing the far left, of course, they condemned him when he made this summit. They condemned him when he canceled the summit. They condemned him for waking up in the morning and taking a shower and brushing his teeth and having breakfast. Doesn't matter what he does. You have to realize It doesn't matter what he does. So Trump turned the tables. And in response, Pyongyang overnight threat that Washington would face a nuclear-to-nuclear showdown and an appalling tragedy and if he pulled out of the summit. Trump pointedly warned, this is a quote, "You talk about your nuclear capabilities, but ours are so massive and powerful that I pray to God they will never have to be used." Good for Trump. Good for him on every single level. He meant what he said, and he's sticking by it. He's not backing down, and he's moving on like, hey, this would be great if we could do it. Hey, and if we can't do it, we can't do it. We'll do it at another time. He's already made history by offering Kim what he most wanted, the chance to sit down face-to-face and negotiate with an American president. But this is based upon a year or less total denuclearization with sanctions relief coming only when North Korea fulfills its obligations. Kim, of course, wants a much longer process that starts with sanctions relief and de facto recognition as a nuclear state. Isn't that what some idiotic president gave Iran? This president isn't going to take it. We'll be back.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Fox News Channel contributor and political strategist Dick Morris. You know, strategy is the key to success in politics and in business. So if you want to talk about business strategy and learn about it, tune in for Stu Taylor and his show Stu Taylor on Business.
Lights beam, creates dreams. Walls move, minds do too. On a warm San Franciscan night. Oh, child, young child.
Well, you know what I wish is when we get songs like San Francisco Night, and we have to cut into it because there's a regulation that says you can't have more than like 15 or 20 seconds. I would just love to hear that whole song through, as if I couldn't do it as, during the day. So I'm making a little note for myself when this show ends, and I'm going to listen to that over and over for about 3 hours, and then I'll begin my day. So Giuliani, you know, who is kind of a mixed bag on interpreting, but he's fighting in there with fire that no other Trump lawyer had. I don't want to sit here and call them a bunch of gutless nothing doers, because I don't think it's accurate. But and I don't want to leave out Jay Sokolow as well, Sokolow from Judicial Watch, who I think is one of the finest attorneys around, and contributing attorneys, and there are, you know, a number of them. But I'm saying Ty Cobb. I'm saying Dowd, John Dowd. I don't know what they did other than give the president their time and ear. But now Trump is more Trump than he was before, and I don't like the idea of having him sit down with Mueller. You almost get the feeling he wants to. This is where his ego has to be tempered. Because we only have certain limits. And when you walk into the den of someone who's an expert on one subject, and you're not the expert, I don't care how good you are, you're likely not to come out ahead. So it's my guess at this particular point, with more and more incriminating evidence piling up against Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper. I mean, they are the evil of the evil. And I hope Loretta Lynch just let things kind of play out here. I think the public is getting sick of it. And Giuliani said Trump is more likely to meet with Kim than with Mueller. And I think that's a pretty good rationale and a pretty good justification. Democrats and their media are again shouting constitutional crisis, this time claiming that Trump has waded too far into the Russia investigation. Well, if Trump just sits there and uninvolves himself from everything, he'll be a target of this hated left-wing media. Truly without virtue of a journalist. Looking at the diversion from the actual crisis, the Justice Department's just absolutely incredible contempt for duly elected representatives and the lasting harm it can do to law enforcement and to the department's relationship with Congress. If you went out there and took a poll right now, I don't know, depending on the poll, you find congressional rating approval, depending on the poll, somewhere between 9 and 16%. And there have been polls, except that I don't have them to cite. If you took polls of people's views in government and how much they trust the Internal Revenue Service, the State Department, the FBI, the CIA, it's shockingly low. And the unfair aspect of this, and I still believe it, we're in a police state, but you see, the people at the top are the ones who control it. You know, one slogan is guns and power. Well, I don't mean guns in a literal sense, but they've got all the guns and power they need. And to break it up is like going to war. And that's what we have to do in this country, from preventing it, from transforming it into a nation built on its strong constitutional laws. The arrogance of those claiming Trump had crossed a line in ordering the Justice Department to comply with oversight is that, quote, and I put it in quote because I don't know how much meaning it has, is that the investigators are beyond question. The investigators need investigating. You just can't put people in charge and not vet them. And that's where we are right here. We're supposed to take them at their word. Everything they do that is appropriate. Never mind that the revelations of warrants and spies and dirty dossiers, biased text messages already show otherwise. And when I talk about this in a combative sense, it probably certainly is more combative. You go to a doctor, you go to an attorney, you go to a financial planner, and you're not happy, you just thank them for their time and move on. It's not a matter of distrust that they're out to get you. And yeah, there are doctors who want to perform needless surgery, but hopefully you're insightful enough to know that if that is the case and you don't think it should occur, you go for two or three opinions. People should be held in esteem and respect. But when you sense that something just isn't right, you stand up. And I'm hoping that everyone will stand up in the voting booth and vote all these scoundrels out. And I'm hoping that all these investigations and special counsels continue to take place if needed, especially the special counsel. Because the investigations typically don't go anywhere. I mean, the power looks like it's certainly been in Mueller's hands, but that power is beginning to erode with all the circumstances surrounding this entire scandalous case. And I'll make that statement all-encompassing. It's like an umbrella. It covers everything. We're told Trump can't be allowed to have any say over the Justice Department's actions, since this might make him privy to sensitive details about an investigation into himself. Well, let me come back. Let me pick this up when we come back, because we're also told that punk separate branch of government cannot be allowed to access justice top of the period. Oh boy, what is this country turned into? War coming up.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8900. 45. That's 1-800-607-8945.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579. Today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over.
All right, we're back, and continually talking about our Constitution and what's constitutionally correct and what isn't. And the Constitution sets up Congress to act. Just a little bit of information here. I certainly don't have the capabilities of doing this like Jonathan Turley or Alan Dershowitz. But the Constitution set up Congress to act as a check on the executive branch. If we don't have checks and balances in our society, you really don't have a society. You have a freelance Trump maverick social order, and that's not going to cut it. We've seen it where it is in other countries, and that hasn't cut it. Yet the Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation have spent a year disrespecting Congress. Remember how much Obama disrespected Congress? I mean, it's hard to believe. Trump has made every single attempt to work with Congress to help them. But when you've got leadership with Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, who try to do a job of camouflaging their feelings and misrepresenting the support of this president, if they had stood behind, and if they would stand behind Trump now, you'd have a lot better off society. But you see, the hatred is overwhelming. The fact that a maverick businessman from New York City with, quote, no political experience has come in to be the number one person in government and in the world, their egos can't tolerate it. First, a bit of advice to Paul Ryan. You're resigning as speaker. Get out now. Get out before the 2018 elections. And let's get Jim Jordan of Ohio in there. I don't know what you can do about Mitch McConnell. He's got so much power. And I also don't understand Trump bringing in his wife and another member of his family into the government. It's a little bit of a mystery to me, but part of it is you're in the same bed. You got to play ball. And there are certain traps that Trump can't get out of, because you know as well as I do, if the situation does not warrant his approval, he's going to move on. Yet the Justice Department and the FBI have spent 1 year disrespecting Congress. Subpoenas, ignoring requests, hiding witnesses, blacking out information, and leaks and leaks and more leaks. You got a good guy, Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley. There are a few good guys. He hasn't been allowed to question a single current or former justice or FBI official involved in this affair. Not one. He's also more than a year into his demand for the transcript of former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn's infamous call with the Russian ambassador. In addition to that, reports which he can't access from FBI agents who interviewed Mike Flynn, nothing. This is a country that is being held up by partisan obstruction, and I even hate to say that it goes deeper into bipartisan obstruction. Ron Johnson, another pretty good guy, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, is being stonewalled on a number of inquiries. The House Judiciary Committee required a summit in April with Justice Department officials to get some movement on their own subpoena, and nothing happens. The FBI continues to block a release of the House Intelligence Committee's Russian report. This whole issue of Russia should be put behind us, especially since they were most closely allied with Hillary. But they just keep hanging on. Oh, here's new information that indicates that Donald Trump is involved with collusion with Russia. There is none, because if you know that that were true, you can be damn well sure it would appear everywhere in an instant. But when you get efforts like Trump has made on the economy, a superhuman effort on North Korea and the likes, the guts to pull out of Iran deals, it hardly gets any visibility. And when it does, it's twisted and turned to make Trump the villain. So Grassley, this week, just blasted the department for routine practices of redacting key information. It's just, it's so bizarre. I mean, you're going to tell me that Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, who had hand slaps, shouldn't be in jail? You're telling me that Andrew McCabe shouldn't be in prison? You're telling me that Lois Lerner shouldn't have been indicted? You're telling me that Eric Holder shouldn't be in prison? That Loretta Lynch shouldn't be on trial? That Hillary Clinton and her top aides shouldn't be indicted? The days of investigation are over. So after a while, what happens is when you can't get any satisfaction, basic justice, you can't get any. You know what happens? People tend to lose their aggression and their consistency in following this. Yes, there are many, many times, and I become facetious, I become cynical, when people would say, oh, boy, this is great. It looks like Comey's going to jail. And I said, listen, I'd love to think it, but just don't bet on it. Don't bet on Hillary or Obama ever seeing a jail cell. Because the powers of evil and darkness in this country are so great that we still do not have the forcefulness of the right, if there's anybody left on the conservative right, to do anything. And if Donald Trump can't do it, I don't know of anybody who could. And I mean, I don't know of anybody who could. Trump fears nothing. He fears Nobody. I think the only fear he has is the same basic innate fears that you and I have out there. What about my family? How do I protect my family if they get dragged in here? And if they get dragged in, it's my fault for putting them in the administrative capacity. Don't bring your family into your business. I'm sure his family is quite capable of running his empire, but they do not belong in any government advisory role. And I have no clue in the world why anybody thinks that Jared Kushner could resolve the Mideast crisis. I mean, I'll give you the farm if that's the case. It just doesn't make sense. And yes, you do get jaded. But too far is too far, and I'm happy to see that he's apparently so devoted to his a little different. Drew Taylor will be back to wrap it up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Taylor on Business, 9 to 10 a.m. at WBNW, 1120 a.m.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. I love your show. I haven't had a chance to be on it that often, but I really appreciate what you do, and I want to just thank all your listeners for giving us a little time here to talk about our country and what we love about it.
Conclusion of what was a good part of this hour. Then I want to talk about some pleasant things maybe for this Memorial Day weekend. Trump has an even quicker way to bring all these hostilities to an end. Declassification. Declassify everything you can and let Congress and the public see the truth. I'm not afraid of what the truth is. And if the truth is anti-Trump, so be it. That would put an end to this daily BS and conspiracy theories going on every day. It would put big holes in the Democrats' arguments that the administration is seeking to gain this information, really only for itself, and to undermine an investigation. And it would end the Justice Department's campaign of secrecy, which has done such harm in its reputation with the public and with Congress. We have to get back the respect of the American people, because I've lost my respect for government, absolutely lost my respect. All right, on that note, let me turn to a great suggestion, other than maybe taking in a nice sporting event over the weekend. I suggest something that you will love and for you to join up with. I have been a member now for about the last 7 or 8 years. It's boating in Boston. When I think of what great, great deals there were, I look at the ferry ride in New York, UPS and Apple Pie, Chevrolets from years ago. And now I put right with it boating in Boston, where the cost to join and for use as often as you want during the spring, summer, and fall season is unlimited. I mean, it's a deal of all deals. It really, really is. You can get into all these packages, and when you go up on boatinginboston.com, you'll see what I'm saying. Now look at the prices, and you'll say, what is this for two trips out? It's for the whole year. They've got, I think, 7 or 8 locations. I love the one in Stoneham, Mass. My wife loves the one in Newton, Mass. And it is It's a spectacular take. There's no time limit to going out. There's paddle boats. There's canoes. There's kayaks. There's instruction. There's a full-time staff to make sure you're protected safety-wise. Everyone is screened. They'll help you into the boat. They'll help you out of the boat. No more dragging those boats on the roof of your car. You know, my brother said to me for years and years, come on over, we'll go kayaking. And I'll say, you know, I really don't want to go through all the hassle tying the boat on the reef. You don't have to do anything. Well, what he doesn't understand, or he didn't understand, is I don't want to go through the hassle of watching him do that. And I sent him to this, and he said, this is one of the two boating in Boston, and he said this is one of the great things I've ever recommended to him. Doesn't sound like I've recommended very much in my life, but he said this was genius. And I'm saying the same thing to you. You get in your exercise. You get out into this nice, beautiful weather most of the time. You got an organization that will look out for your safety. If you don't have your own life preservers, they supply them with whistles, because I'm certainly one in favor of caution. And they open in Stoneham, Mass. this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. But I want you to go to boatinginboston.com. Boatinginboston.com. All the information is right there. And what you can do is begin by celebrating Memorial Day at the boathouse. The boathouses are all open for the summer of sailing and paddling. Oh, did I leave out paddling boats as well? There's a river adventure camp. I mean, the array of activities is unbelievable. And if you join up now, you won't miss this season. It's boatinginboston.com. And that river adventure camp takes place at the historic Newton Boathouse. Full and half-day camps available on the Charles River that combine science and paddling. Instead of your kids staying home and wasting their time in video games, take them for something they will love that will provide absolute great exercise. And you will be thrilled. It's a family activity. All right, boatinginboston.com. Now, I want to just send out a reminder for those, since we're at the end of the show, that if you're interested in advertising, if you're interested in having your company highlighted on Stu Taylor on Business, then what you can do is to contact me at Stu@StuTaylorOnBusiness, or call me if you go on my website on Taylor Associates, Inc. It's all there. You can get tremendous exposure for your company. And I would be more than willing to participate. I also still give talks on a variety of subjects. All of that's available on my website as well. What I'd like to hear are some feedbacks, requests, suggestions. If you email me at Stu@StuTaylor.com, I will read each and every one of them, and if they require a response, I will respond to each and every one of them. And that means suggestions on adding topics, including specific segments on different issues. I'd be happy to do it, but you have to let me know. And meanwhile, I'm looking out. It's a beautiful beginning to a weekend. I hope you enjoy it tremendously. See you back here on Monday. This is Stu Taylor.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.